Welcome, welcome. This is Kathy Dinius. She asked me to talk for and pray for her, which was a big mistake because I'm really awkward. But I just wanted to know. Yeah, she is really nervous, so I'm about to make this awesome. And we're also experiencing some technical difficulties. But anyway, I've known Kathy for a really long time. Her and Mike have been really big influences in my life. And I think more recently with me and my fiance, Matt. She's just got a lot of great things to say and a lot of comfort to people, I think, and just such a good heart. And I pray that, I'm going to pray for her that she can relax because God's used her a lot already, so I know he's going to use her now and have some wonderful things to share with you. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for really this day. Literally, we get to spend time with a lot of people that not on a regular basis we don't get to have this. God, I want to pray that you calm nerves and you give Kathy wisdom right now, and you just work through her, and that you really touch some people's hearts today and help them to figure out what priorities they need to have and how to balance their schedules. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to, in your notebook, list out, the first five or so things that you think are, your top priorities. It's anything that comes to mind first, top five things that you come to mind that are most important. Okay, and when you get kind of done with that, I want you to try, if you haven't already, try to put them in order. So look at what you've already written, what have come to your mind, and then kind of put them in order in what you spend your most time and your energy on. Okay. And, my joke is when is homework not homework?
When
it's when it is turned into the teacher. I was like, I pulled this right out of the thing. I was like, this is my Laffy Taffy. Awesome. Yeah. I've done this exercise countless times, really, honestly, countless times. When I list them out, the top five things that I think of are God, Mike, Blythe and Cara, my family, my friends, my job, reaching out, things like that. But when I go to put them in order necessarily of things that I spend most of my time on, every time I try to do it, I get really flustered. And one of the reasons is because I overthink everything. So that doesn't really help. And if you know me, that's normal, whatever. But whenever I think about balance and priorities, I'm going to try to get you to think, I'm going to talk about it, and then I'm going to try to get you to think in kind of a different way. Okay, so one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to try to play this video, and I'm hoping that you can hear it. But there's actually these videos on YouTube. It's called the group is called One Time Blind, and this one's on comfort.
Jesus, I am so excited today. It's I woke up and thought today is the day you're working for Jesus.
Yeah, I'm so excited to find someone to bring action and get things done.
Oh, man, I am that girl.
Yeah, I got something perfect for you. So let's get started.
What are you doing?
Stand up.
Does it have any more volume?
Take action.
Yeah, this is where I always sit.
Right, but I need more than this.
Oh, I know what you're getting at. Okay, Jesus, how much do you want? $50? Is that enough?
That's not what I meant.
Okay, so I'm going to pause right there. So, I know it's, hard to hear it. But, so, basically, the guy is playing Jesus. I'll be playing some more, but the guy is playing Jesus, and the girl, she's a girl, and she's like, oh man, Jesus, I am ready to work for you today, let's get started and everything. And he's like, great, awesome. And then she sits down, and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, this is where I always sit. And so then she starts writing a check. Well, now she's saying, I can tell you what she's saying, because I've watched a million times. She's like, oh, I'm going to give you a $50 check. And he's like, that's not what I'm talking about. So she writes a $100 check.
Really? I do think it's great that you want to get, but I want you to mentor a younger woman.
Ooh, yeah, right. Well, Jesus, I'm not I mean, not, I don't really get into that.
You know that woman at the office, Dean?
Yeah.
I want you to take her out to lunch.
Tell her about it. Well, Amy is different.
Okay, so if you just to recap, if you haven't heard, I swear, so he's like, hey, like, I got this stuff for you to do, like, I want you to reach out to this girl, Amy. And, like, if you didn't notice, like, the way they cut it, she sits down in the chair, but then all of a sudden she has a blanket, she has some popcorn, and he's like, I want you to reach out to this girl, and she's like, yeah, she's different, and then you should see her eyes, she's like, watch.
I mean, like,
really different.
I can tell people it's a church to color. I mean, they get paid to do things like that. I want you to do that. Jesus, I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
No, Kat, the problem is you're too comfortable.
Okay, so we'll stop there. Okay, so, like, I play this just because sometimes whenever we're doing things, like, you know, I'm glad I'm kind of following, like, servant, because that's part of it. Like, our lives serving is part of it. But sometimes we, like, as women, we, like, kind of connect things and everything, but sometimes we, like, don't think of things as connected like we should. And that's kind of where I'm going to be going kind of with this. Like, with her, he asked her to do something, and she's like, whoa, you know, I expect this person to do it. And, like, I'm not going to, like, go into a lot about servanthood because we had a lesson on it. But priorities, like a Webster Dictionary definition is something that is more important than other things and that needs to be done or dealt with first. Okay, and, like, you know, that's their definition. And the thing about it is, like, whenever you think about your priorities, like, you should... I know there's times whenever I, like, get, you know, sidetracked, like, oh my gosh, like, I get the things that are, I think, need to be done first, like, get confused with what really needs to be done first sometimes. And the first thing you really need to do is determine who or what determines your priorities. Who chooses your priorities? Now, ideally, it's going to be God. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're a Christian, if you've made God the Lord of your life, like, it should be God. But honestly, in our, like, more alive, like, our parents, ourselves, our boss, our culture, our small group, our ministry leader, our friends, like, tons of people can push and pull at our priorities. The thing about it is, the thing you really need to kind of keep asking, that's a daily question, like, I kind of have to ask myself is, who is my Lord? Like, who is my Lord in everything that I'm doing? And really it comes to, and I think when Nicole was talking about, like, laying, like, how grateful are you? Like, and really the thing is, like, who are you really trying to please? Now, I'm not saying, like, you know, if you're, like, there's none of the, like, junior hires or anything, but, like, if you're a kid, like, you're supposed to be pleasing your parents. But really, like, ultimately, like, you need to determine who you really are pleasing and who, like, if it's God, then he should be the one determining your priorities, obviously. But in Psalms 32:8, it says, the Lord will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And, you know, just like what Coral was saying in her lesson, like, you know, if God is our shepherd, then we're going to realize we're going to be okay. And then if we're grateful for God, we should ultimately realize, like, it's okay for him to determine our priorities. You know, there's times and time and time again whenever we just, like, don't trust him or, you know, those other things that she talked about. But really, like, you've got to really evaluate that first. Do you really trust him to make your priorities? Some good examples of priorities in the Bible. I'm not going to tell you where they are. I kind of expect you to look them up, honestly. But one of them is Daniel. Like, Daniel had so many things, and we're talking about that even in the youth group. But Daniel is somebody who stands out to me. He's like, he didn't have people around him constantly, like, telling him he was in a foreign land. He was in slavery. But he made it his priority that he was going to choose God first. Mary and Martha. Martha, like, Martha chose correctly when she put herself at Jesus' feet, but if you keep looking in the Bible, Mary changes, and Mary ends out choosing too, and she ends out changing her priorities. And then with Paul is somebody who I look at and, like, he obviously thought he was doing the right thing. He was like, I'm going and I'm killing all these people that, you know, have nothing to do with what I think is right. And then he had to change, and he did change big time. And so, you know, when you look at people in the Bible, like Daniel and Martha and Mary and Paul, like, you need to look at what kind of things they were doing. And it doesn't give you, like with which each one of them, they have different stages in their life. They have different things in their life. And, like, I have tons to learn. You know, even asking to do this, like, I'm 32. Like, I have so much to learn. I've been through a lot, and I've been through, like lately I felt like that I've really been walking a huge time. Just, like, the last 2 months have been, like, just constantly, like, a test of, like, am I just going to, like, stay on God's tightrope? Am I going to really, like, let him determine it? Like, just small glimpses of, like, what's been going on, but, like, we had, I don't even remember, like, time right now is kind of like a blur, but we had, like, a car accident, and then we had to get it repaired, and then we, like, got our car back, and then that next Saturday after Mickey's wedding, like, we had another incident where our car got really damaged, and it was Mike and I witnessing a man have a heart attack and smash into our car and die. And we were the only witnesses to the whole thing, and so we've been dealing with that. And then, like, this past week, like, somebody, like, I had this through some series of events. Like, I thought it was happening, and it did. Somebody took our social security numbers and filed false taxes, and so we're, like, in the process of dealing with that. And so, like, as I'm, like, writing this lesson, I'm like, I just, like, I asked Mike, I'm like, do I really have it? And the thing about it is, like, through everything, like, God really has tried to keep me on the tightrope, like, keep me on his path. Like, when I think of, like, the tightrope, like, I do think about, like, the path that, like, Coral is talking about, like, following God. Like, there are so many times that I just want to, like, go ballistic off the road. And I'm like, I just need to stay on this path. Because I'm like, I do trust him. If I really do say I trust him, then I'm going to show that I trust him. And I think about, like, Revelation 7:17. It says, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. Like, that sounds so good to me. I mean, really. Like, I'm just like, I cannot wait to get through all this crap. But part of me is going, like, it's not over. Like, whatever is going on, it is setting me up for the next priorities that are going to be tested in me. And Webster Dictionary definition of balance is the ability to move or to remain in a position without losing control or following. And the thing about it is, like, even though, like, the dictionary says that, like, God's way is not going to match the world's way. There is definitely times that, like, God's way is not going to make sense to people who don't understand God. And that has happened countless times. But through any definition, like, I looked up, like, different stuff online and everything, and whether it's, like, secular or Christian, like, balancing your life is meaning saying yes to some things and no to other things. And so really it comes down to, like, what are you saying yes to and what are you saying no to? And you're always saying it, and you may not even notice it. But when I look at the things that I'm trying to say yes to and I'm trying to say no to, I think about the verse in 1 Corinthians 10:23. It says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. And I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. And, like, that word constructive to me is like golden word for me, because I'm like, I need everything to just like work out. Like I, like one of my values is like, besides those people and those things, is like my character. And like one of the things, like I love security. I mean, it is one of my values. Like I don't usually like put it on a list, except for the fact that I want that security. And God is going like, if you want that security, like you need to be on my tightrope, not these over here. I actually like texted several people and I asked them like, what is something that you struggle with to keep in balance in your life? And I got these things. I got time on social media, Facebook, Pinterest, etc. Time with God, busy with work, family, and church. Learning from the past and being hopeful for the future. Waiting to control things I have no control over. Giving evenly to all the things in my life. Somebody sent back everything. Special time for my marriage. Other responsibilities seem to crowd it out. Time home with my husband. Time with those I'm trying to disciple in church activities. And I'm sure we can all relate to something in those lists. Like, your life is always saying yes and no to stuff. So the second thing you really need to do after you, like, determine who's going to determine your priorities is reexamine and evaluate what needs to stay and what needs to go. In Psalms 17:5, it says, "Uphold my steps in your path, that my footsteps may not slip." And in Psalm 119, 133, it says, "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have domain over me." So when I'm like, some of the first things that I'm saying like yes and no to, like when it talks about let no iniquity have domain over me, if it's a sin, it's a no. Like, it should be one of your top priorities. And, you know, there's definitely things like that I've tried to work on in my life, and it's literally like moment by moment saying yes and no to those things. So one of the things, kind of what I want you to do is, I had a thing, but I'll show you mine, like, because I made one on my thing. So I want you to like kind of make a wheel. And if God is determining your priorities, then God should be the middle of the wheel. Okay? So instead of it being like a list, like, God is the center. He should be at the top, but he's really the center of it. And he should affect like every single thing in your life. And so within that kind of middle hub, I put prayer. Because like Coral even said, I haven't been like texting some of my ladies this week, and like Coral sent back Philippians 4 about praying, and I'm like, yes, like that's my plan. I sent back, that's my plan, like praying about everything. Like, and really, like, so whenever I want you to try to think about it that way, it's not just like a list of like God up here, but God really affecting all of it. And if you're really walking like a tightrope, I kind of imagine like being on a unicycle. And like, if God is really the center of it, and he's like, he's the one determining these things and keeping them in balance, then you will stay on that tightrope. And it will be him keeping you on the tightrope, not like the world pushing and pulling at you, because that's what it tends to do quite a bit, actually. Like on mine, you know, I put on my wheel, like the spokes of my wheel, I have like Mike and my children and my family, like the rest of my family, and my job and my friends and comfort and health and those kind of things. And I probably could add more. But really, like, when I think about those things, I think about how my whole life should be my ministry. Like, if God is the center of it, like, then everything that God has for me, like those sins that I need to work on, like they're going to be affected into all those things. So whether I come to any of them in my life, God and prayer about those things should be affected through all of those things. Does that make sense? So really, my question kind of is, like, how much do you want him to take care of you? You know, we want to do everything, and we really, like, I know I'm a people pleaser. Like, I can totally fall into, like, pleasing, like, wanting to please every single person and feeling like I have to take care of this and this and this and this and this. But really, like, it should be about pleasing God through all of those things. And so when I'm looking at, like, what needs to stay and what needs to go, like, you know, even in, like, my job, like, as a teacher, oh, my gosh, like, there are so many things that are, like, I could look at it and be like, oh, yeah, like, this ideal teacher, like, I just need to do every, like, X, Y, and Z. And it's, like, it can be so overwhelming sometimes to be a teacher. And I love being a teacher, but it can be so overwhelming. Being a mom can be so overwhelming. Like, but I also think, like, of the college girls. Like, when I was in college, one of my top priorities growing up, like, one of my safe havens was doing well in school. Like, when I was super not with God, school was my safe haven. As long as I was doing great, like, nobody really paid attention. My grades were up, like, it's fine. And really, when I went to college and I decided to become a Christian, school was still, like, a top priority. And there's nothing wrong with school except for the fact that God should determine all those things. Like, yes, I should complete my work. It's your job. You should complete your work and do the best you can, definitely. But it is saying yes and no and, like, going, okay, God, like, I just need you to take this other stuff. I need you to hold me up here. Like, not like it's not okay for me to skate by. It's never been okay for me to skate by. It's just not. But ultimately, it is me going, like, God, I can only do this much. I just really need you to be okay with this. Like, is this okay? And if this is not okay, like, what can I do? What do you want me to do? One of them I think about is Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. And it says, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And the thing about it is, like, if you're saying yes and no to things, God is going to put things in front of you. Like, obviously the world puts things in front of you all the darn time. But also God does too. And so really it's sometimes saying, like, are you really going to say yes, God? Like that girl, I mean, Jesus is like, I need you to reach out to this girl. And she's like, you know, she's really different. Like, so what? Like, if it's something, and I am definitely not perfect in this, but as I've tried to work through it, like, I've started more conversations with people, and it's just sometimes those beginning conversations. It's not necessarily like I had to kind of get to a place where I'm like, I just need to share my life with them. Like, and I know it's said to me like a million times, but somehow it's starting to stick. And so I'm saying it to you. I think of, like, Mary and Martha in Luke 10, you know, and but in verse 41 and 42, it says, and Jesus answered and said, hear, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. And that's the thing, like, Mary was so busy. Like, she was saying, like, yeah, I've got to get all these things prepared. Like, and sometimes I look at my house and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is driving me insane that my house is, like, completely a wreck. But at the same time, like, what am I doing? Well, like, the things, you know, with my children or with my husband or with our ministry or things like that. And, like, I do need to speak up and let somebody help me and serve me and, you know, not be a wretched person in my house. And so, you know, it's not just because he told her, like, Martha, you've chosen badly. It doesn't mean she shouldn't have served. It means she needed to stop and take her time with God. So, I don't know, the things that I do, and like I said, I hope that this helps you. I can't really be very specific because you're all in different parts. You all have different things that are valuable to you and that come to you in your lives. But some things that I've done to try to help me with balancing and priorities, the first one is looking constantly in God's Word. And you need to put for God, not you. Looking in His Word for God, not you. Like, there are definitely times when I've looked in the Word, like, trying to find loopholes. Like, trying to find, like, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it says this. Like, it's okay. And then, you know, like, there's, you know, the explicit things. It's like, no, like, I really need to work on that. Crap. So, really the question is, how much are you looking in God's Word to get to know Him better? To get to know what He wants from your life more. I know for me, one thing that I've really had to struggle with, and like I said, if it's sin, it needs to go. And in Proverbs, you don't have to write this down. It's just one thing that, like, for me, Proverbs 25:28, it says, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. And also, like, in 1 Corinthians 13 and in Galatians 5, it talks about rage and anger. I'm like, I have horrible rage and anger problems. I am, like, an introvert, but when I get frustrated and mad, like, I can be horribly mean. And so I have to say no to that sin, but I also need to say yes to, like, if I mess up, like, fixing it, going back, like, that is one of my priorities. And God talks about, like, those healing words and those things. And, like, that is one of my priorities in my life. It's like, no, I don't want to be full of rage and anger. And, but I do want to heal it because I know I'm going to mess up. You know, I don't know what it is for you. But whatever it is in God's Word, like, you need to pay attention to it. You need to work on it. The next passage is kind of long. I want you to look it up. It's in Psalms 119, and it's 145 through 151. It's Psalms 119, 145 through 151. It says, I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. Draw me near, draw me near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. And whenever I look at that, I notice how much David is saying, your, like, show me your way, you know, let me meditate on your word. Let me hear your voice. Draw me near to you. Like, and your commands are true. And, you know, that's the thing, when he really was trying to look for God. And no, he definitely was not perfect, but he definitely was trying to be after God's heart. And so that's the first thing. The next thing is pray hard. You know, some of the biggest questions you can ask is this what you want me to do? Tell me, show me what you want me to do, God. Like, there's times where I'm just like, I am not, I need you to be obvious. And, like, with that stuff, like, all the stuff going on right now, like, I'm just like, there is so much going on, Lord. Like, I am so overwhelmed with, like, the amount of phone calls to try to, like, fix our ID and, like, trying to take care of our cars and not being an emotional wreck or whatever. And really just, like, you know, getting down, like, Nicole, what the heck? Like, literally getting down in the shower. Like, that is, like, my quiet time. And getting down and just, like, what do you want me to do about this, God? Like, I just really want you to show me. I don't want to, like, I want to be a shining example to you. And I don't want to look perfect. And I'm not perfect. And I just want you to show me, like, and whatever those frustrations are, like, giving it to him. You know, like, some of the phone calls even, like, I'm like biting my tongue because I'm like, oh, you are so rude to me, and I am like such a victim right now. I'm like, it's gonna be okay. I'm just gonna keep like pushing on. You know, I look at like Jesus. Jesus often got away with the Father. He often did that, and like, I try to do my best to have my quiet time, and I'm definitely like not the best in it, but I am consistent about trying to just get down to God and going like, I just really need for help here. And my challenges in the good times too. In Psalms 139:23-24, it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You know, even with the room, like, one of the things, like, praying over the rooms in your house, like, your priorities, like, some of you guys maybe remember Not a Fan. Something that I remember doing, and it focused me on my priorities, like, in my house. Like, we prayed over our house when we bought our house, but going back through and praying over, like, the refrigerator, our kitchen table, our backyard, like, around our neighborhood, like, what do you want me to do here, God? Is there something I'm missing? And really, like, letting him figure out, like, what is there something that you're missing that you do need to say yes to? You know, if there's, I think about, like with Mike, you know, yes, Mike is, like, a huge priority to me. But also, the way I treat him, the way, like, those character things that I need to say yes and no to all the time. And, like there's times whenever people in your life are not going to understand. If you don't know this, like, and whenever I first became a Christian, like, it was pretty rough. It was a rough time. Mike and I had been dating a while. Like, we've been together almost 16 years now. And we had been together almost 3 years by then. I broke up with Mike, and he, like, basically, I was like, I'm gonna follow God, and Mike wasn't sure if he wasn't, and I had to be okay with that, like, whatever God had, you know, because I'm like, God is my priority, and I needed to work on me at the time. I really needed to work on me at the time. I was a mess, like, even more than now. And you know, people didn't understand. My family way didn't understand. And I know they were trying to look out for me, and I know that, like, they didn't see, like, everything I needed to do. And there was, like, a lot of hurt that happened. But I really just was saying, like, I just kept having to pray because I had to end up moving out. I had to, like, be on my own. And my family was not, like, exactly, they weren't supportive. And I... You know, now, like, it's not like that. And that took a lot of prayer and a lot of, like, over time saying yes to, like, boundaries and making those priorities of, like, I was okay enough to start getting those relationships back with my family. And, like, now things are really good. Like, and we've been through so much with that. And, like, thanking God and ask him, like, what do I need to do in that all the time has really, like, focused on what I need to do. Like, for a while, my priority was not my family. My priority was me because I needed to work on things. But, like, once I started getting through those things and, like, I didn't say no to service. I didn't say no to, like, spending time with people. I said yes to time with people. I said yes to service. I said yes to things that God wanted me to do, and then as I needed to, saying yes to, you know, spending time with them and things like that. And it just took a lot of, like, what do you want me to do, God? Because I'm just, like, I'm blind here. You know, one of my favorite verses is Psalms 143:8. And for some reason, I, like, memorized it as a kid when I was, like, I was kind of a mess. I was a real big mess, pretty much. And I can't even find the translation the way I memorize it. But it's, "Let me hear your voice when I wake, for in you I place my trust. And let me know your will for today,
for unto you have I handed over my life. And that's the thing, like, as you do that, like, taking those things and handing over your life to God, like, what do you want me to do? The next thing is talking to a stronger Christian and then looking back in God's Word. I do have sisters. I have had some amazing sisters along the way. And one thing I've learned, too, is, like, duh, we're all imperfect. And sometimes, like, no offense to any of the people that have discipled me or been my friends, but sometimes, like, we get our own agendas or something, you know, just off in our own lives. I've done the same thing, and so, like, whenever you talk to a stronger Christian, like, look in God's Word, making sure that they back, you know, that it's backed up by God's Word. But one of the things that I know several of my mentors have really done, and they should be doing is, you know, if there's things like going to that person and being open and honest to them about what's going on in your life, and the Bible says that it's wise to seek counsel, but also, like, there's going to be times whenever, like, the two choices you have, if you're really trying to honor God, they're just probably going to be, like, you need to pray harder with God. Like, there has been times where they're like, it sounds like you're trying to honor God here, and you're trying to honor God here. So, really, like, you need to evaluate that with God. And there's times whenever, like, they've done that, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you should tell me what to do. Because I'm totally that way. But no, it's good, because they really are just like, I don't have the answer. Like, if they clearly see, and if you're clearly willing to show them that, well, this decision that I want to make is totally not going to honor God, and this one is, like, they should be able to point out to you, yeah, okay, and, like, here's what the Word says about that. But if you're really trying to honor God, you kind of got to work it out with God and trust that He's going to keep you on that path. And also asking them what needs to be done. Asking them what do they think you need to do. Like, some of you are afraid to do that, really. And I know, because I've been there. You're afraid to, like, oh my gosh, they're going to put more on my plate. I already feel overwhelmed. And, like, God's going, like, I really needed to do this, and you're not hearing me here, so I'm going to talk to this person, and you just really need to listen. And listening to them, asking them, like, where do I need to serve? I know I was talking to somebody a little while ago, and they were like, well, I've just been burned. Well, that's great. Like, I burn people. You burn people. But God is like, I really need you to serve here. And so just getting out there and trying to lay down your life in servanthood, you're going to get burned, honestly. I mean, if you're in the youth ministry long enough, like it kills you whenever you're just like, oh my gosh, this person is going down the wrong path, and I just love them so much. And, like, that's part of being a servant. And, like, what April was talking about, like, laying down your life and being willing to do that. And, yeah, it's going to suck. It's going to suck. And it's going to hurt. But ultimately, like, who are you really trying to please? That's what it goes back to. The last one is take action. You know, if you really come through a lesson or a discussion, that's why I love those little shoe things. Like, if you really come through a lesson or a discussion or something and you don't get anything out of it, you got to go back and evaluate what happened. You should come out of a lesson or a discussion or a prayer or reading with something that you need to work on or something that you've grown in, even. Like, seeing that you have grown in those things, or, like, I need to keep saying yes to this. Like, it could be an encouraging conversation. I do need to keep saying yes to these things. And just make sure you keep doing those. Philippians 2:12 says, work out your salvation. That's Philippians 2:12. It says, work out your salvation. And, you know, one of the things that, as a young Christian, besides, like, some of the stuff going through my family, like, some of the things I had to do was saying no to friends. And, like, there was friends that I grew up with, and I had to cut them out of my life. I had to literally cut them out of my life. And it was because they were not good for me, they were not good for my Christian walk, and I just needed to... They needed to go for a while. And, like, I've had the opportunity to, like, get in contact with some of them, and we have, like, a kind of a service relationship, but But ultimately, if God wants you to go on a path, I mean, just like Mike, I was really willing to, like, keep going without him if I had to. And I'm blessed that God allowed me to have Mike. I really am. But ultimately, like, I was willing to, like, say no and keep going. And really, like, there might be those things for you that it would totally kill you. But if God really wants you to do them, you need to say no to them or say yes to something that you really need to give your heart to. In James 2:26, it says, "So is the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." So, in conclusion, like, just, you know, just remember you still have a lot to learn. Still remember that, like, you're going to have priorities change. You're going to have people, like, not understand, not just the world, but sometimes Christians. And, you know, really just asking God, like, what he wants you to do about it and really looking in God's word for it. That's all I really have. So thank you.